Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. I'm your host, Adam Patrick. I'm the editor and lead writer for thevikingage.com, a site that covers the Minnesota Vikings. And as always, I'm joined by Chris Shad, who writes for us here at the Viking Age, as well as Zone Coverage and Bring Me the News. And what's the newspaper that you write for, too? Because we never mentioned that.
The Brookings Register.
There you go. Brookings Register in Brookings, South Dakota. Go check that out. Before we start today's show, make sure to like this video and subscribe if you are watching on YouTube. Also, make sure to follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. And this podcast is also available in audio form on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, real quick question before we get started. Former Vikings quarterback Randall Cunningham is celebrating his birthday today. Just any guess how old he is today?
Okay, so he was like late 30s in 1998. So I'll say... Sorry, math. 57.
Ooh, close. He is the big 6-0 today.
All right.
60 years old. Does that make you feel a little old?
I don't know, because Randall Cunningham was like in his prime when I was like a really little kid, so it doesn't surprise me too much. Right. If he was like, you know, 70 or something, maybe I would feel a little old. But
how about this? Now, he's only 6 years younger than Mike Zimmer. How about
that? Yeah.
Yeah, because he was 35 in the 98 season. So, yeah, now he's 60. And I was like, what? I was like, he could be 50, but like 60. He's like.
Now it is crazy to think that season was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
1998. Yeah,
that makes me feel old.
That does.
A long time ago. All right. We're going to get right into it. I'm sure multiple people, if you're listening to this, you've probably already heard about this topic already, but we're still going to cover it because it's very interesting. So on a recent episode of the Access Vikings podcast from the Star Tribune, the Star Tribune's Andrew Kramer shared some interesting details about the recent contract extension discussions between the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. Kramer revealed that he heard that Cousins wasn't really looking, you know, to break the bank or, you know, pretty much get a deal that paid him $40 million a year, like most of the quarterbacks are trying to get these days. He wasn't really looking for that. He was kind of looking more for stability and more of the guaranteed money, which is not surprising. And that his camp was pretty surprised that the Vikings weren't really looking to do whatever they could or bend over backwards to keep Cousins happy and agree to an extension no matter what this year. And then in addition to this, I believe the Star Tribune's Ben Gessling also added in the same podcast that Cousins and his camp were kind of looking for an extension to run through the 2025 season, and the Vikings weren't really interested in that. So the Vikings said no, and they did the cap conversion, and this doesn't mean that an extension can't get done in the future, because that's still possible. But the Vikings basically said no thanks to Cousins, you know, willing to take a quote-unquote discount through 2025. So what does this tell you maybe about their intentions for their future with Kirk Cousins?
Well, I think it just continues the theme that we've seen all year long, is that the Vikings want to create cap space and flexibility in 2024, because right now, even as they look to improve a team that won 13 games last year, their options are severely limited. I wrote about it at Zone Coverage for tomorrow, Tuesday's piece, talking about how, you know, there's not one move out there the Vikings can realistically make to make them Super Bowl contenders next year. Now, they could win a lot of games and they could pull a lot of wins out of their ass like they did last year. But I mean, you trade for Lamar Jackson, that puts a whole bunch of money on the books, right? You trade for, or you sign Odell Beckham, same thing. DeAndre Hopkins, like, they can't do a lot of things. What Kwesi wants to do is probably be more like the Philadelphia Eagles, who have draft picks, who have cap space. And I mean, it doesn't mean that they're just going to keep every player all the time. No team can do that. The NFL parity, you know, prevents that from happening.
The Eagles just lost
salary cap and everything else.
The Eagles just lost a bunch of players. So yeah, that's definitely not.
Yeah. So I mean, but I mean, still, that's the type of thing. The Eagles still have two first round picks to replace those players this offseason. So I mean, that's a hell of a lot better situation the Vikings are in, where they're going all in. They have an expensive quarterback. They're trading draft picks to go get players. And I mean, even with TJ Hockenson, yeah, it was a good trade, but now they have to go and pay them. You have to pay Justin Jefferson this spring. You have to pay Christian Darrisaw next spring. Yep. And like you said, too, like, if you're just reading between the lines that Kirk said, well, I'll take a discount. Hey, what was the discount?
I think 38.
You know, he made so, okay, I want less than Daniel Jones, who made $40 million. Yeah. Kirk Cousins made 30, or has an annual average value right now of $35 million. Yeah. That's 11th among quarterbacks. I'm sure he wanted a raise after his account, and he's like, hey, I'll give you a discount, but give me about Derek Carr makes $37.5 million a year. Give me 38. It's still lower than Daniel Jones. I'm sure you guys will like it. And the thing is, like, if that was it, with like some funny money in the back so they could push things down the road and maybe have him be a cap casualty later, I'm sure the Vikings would be like, yeah, we'll give you a 2-year contract and we'll have you through 2025 or whatever it is he's looking for. But the fact is, he wants fully guaranteed deal. That money is ironclad. You can't move it. You can do what they did this year and turn it into a signing bonus, but I mean, that pushes more money down the road. There's very limited things that you can do. And I think Kwesi, after the first year and starting to go into the second year, is just like, all right, in order for us to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender, I need to have the flexibility to make moves to make us a Super Bowl contender. And giving Kirk a 3-year extension, who, by the way, Kirk Cousins is what, 30, entering his age 35 mm-hmm. season. So you're basically going like, yeah, we'll keep you until you're 38. I mean, you look at, I think we've mentioned this before, like, guys with a quarterback rating over, I think it's 98, whatever Kirk Cousins' career passer rating is. I didn't look it up. Like, there's only a handful of quarterbacks that have done it. And like, the only one that's like, oh, holy shit, is like Vinny Test, who's the number one overall pick, Gannon, who won an MVP award at age 37. So you are basically hoping that this is
Tom Brady too.
Kirk Cousins. Well, I was just about to mention them, because you have Tom Brady, you have Peyton Manning, you have all those guys, but those guys were like high level all their career. Yep. The conversation around Kirk Cousins is always, well, there's a never level to him. You thought this year was good. Wait until next year when he's in the system another year and he's comfortable with Kevin O'Connell and the mac and cheese and the cafeteria is a little bit better and everything. Like, at some point, you just are what you are. And at 35 years old, I don't see there's anything. And the number one thing that I could point to show that is 4th and 8 in the playoffs. And
never,
I know there's some there's some stands out there. It's like, well, I'm not comfortable throwing to Justin Jefferson on 4th and 8 with the season on the line. And yet you just went, can't have it. I can't have it. Like, whip it out and throw it downfield.
Like, the thing that we've talked about this play so many times, but I think about it like, what was he thinking?
And
like,
we should.
If I throw it incomplete or we don't get the first down, I'm going to get another chance. I want to like make sure we get another chance to get back up. No, you didn't have any more time. You didn't have any more chances. So
you were on your final wish.
It was either.
Like, there were no more wishes.
Even if you threw it to Justin Jefferson and it got picked off, it still would have had the same outcome as throwing it to TJ Hawkins. Like,
but his passer rating would have been lower. And then he'd have to go to the negotiating table and be like, well, you know, your playoff passer rating
clearly didn't matter.
It used to be.
Clearly, he's probably like, the Vikings tricked me. They made me think that interceptions were okay, and then I threw more interceptions, and now I didn't get an extension. They tricked. But yeah, like,
sounds like an Adam Thielen contract extension. Well, my Laumers were low because the scheme, and they just wanted to throw it all at Justin Jefferson all the time. I didn't understand
what happened
why.
4 years before that.
When
Kevin O'Connell wasn't there and you were the top target. Like, it just seems like they're ready to move on. I think they're like, Kirk, if you want to ball out next year, go for it. Like, we're more than happy to be here and help you out, support you. We would like to move on from you in 2024. And if you want to stay, then you got to stay on our terms. Like, you cannot be like, well, I got this in the past and, you know, I can just keep. No, there's a new sheriff in town now. His name's Kwesi Dofamensa. And he's like, you either do it my way or the highway. Wow. I just did a lot of terrible cliches or whatever in there. But, you know,
not like I was interviewing a high school coach. Jeez. Just got to take one game at a time. Yeah. Fight through adversity. Next man up.
Yeah. Just, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Best offense is a good defense.
But with like Kirk Cousins, I see, you know, some people are like, well, you know, they're just going to get rid of him and have that cap hit in the next year. And so they're not going to extend him and get it. He's going to have whenever he leaves, they're going to have dead cap. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, because of the way that he, in the past, I'm going to speak French here, fucked them with his contract numbers because they had to be guaranteed. And Rick Spielman's like, oh, sure, whatever you want. So now, whenever they want to move on from him, he's going to have a cap hit after he's gone, when he's not there, regardless. It's just the way things worked out. And it seems like the Vikings are choosing to take that hit next year when, you know, if they get a rookie quarterback, it'll be early in that rookie contract so they can take that hit. And then maybe the following year and after that, they can load up with free agents or trades or whatever they need to do around that quarterback. Cause you think like in the first year, like that rookie, if they get a rookie and he starts in his second year, the chances of him being Patrick Mahomes and winning MVP and leading the Vikings to the NFC championship, probably pretty low. I think you should look at it more like Jalen Hurts, who in his first year as a starter, he helped the Eagles get to the playoffs. And then his second year, they went out and traded guys, signed free agents, and they got the Super Bowl. So I think that's more realistic as far as the Vikings are concerned. But yeah, like people were like, well, he's going to have a cap hit. So what's the point? You know, like, what's the point of even getting a rookie if you're wasting it? Like, you have almost 5 years with a rookie contract. What do you mean? What's the point? So I just think they're ready to move on. And unless, like, I think he would have to win a Super Bowl to get re-signed, or just be like, I'll take $20 million a year, which is not going to happen. I think they've, after these extension talks, I think we've heard a lot about Kirk Cousins kind of feeling unsettled and about the future and everything. And I think this has a lot to do with why, because he's like, okay, I'm probably going to be a free agent next year and not be back in Minnesota. And it's tough for him because I think he's enjoyed his time with Minnesota. I think, you know, his young kids were able to grow up here and everything. Here, I'm in San Diego, in Minnesota. So I think he likes it there. And he's been a great part of the locker room and everything. And just, you know, time to move on. And the Vikings need to, you know, just get the show on the road. They need to keep going with the cliches and just find another solution at quarterback. Because right now, Kirk Cousins is not going to help you. I'm sorry. He's not going to get any better when he's 35 or 36. It's not going to happen. Before we get off this topic, I know how much you like this one quarterback who's in the draft. I want to ask you this. Would you rather get to pick one of these three? Extend Kirk Cousins until 2026. He will be 38 when free agency begins in 2026. Or select Hendon Hooker in the first round of this year's draft. Or trade for Trey Lance this year.
What are the parameters of Kirk Cousins? Is it fully guaranteed? Because if it's fully guaranteed, that's an absolute no.
And again, I would say
you're hoping that he's Rich Gannon.
Yeah, I would say yes, because I don't think
the fourth and eight, it's just kind of.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to agree to anything, or his party or whatever, his camp, I guess, going to agree to anything really lower than a fully guarantee of like less than maybe $100 million. If his extension was like 150, he would probably want at least 100 of that. Fully guaranteed. I would just go along with that. So you got that. Draft Hendon Hooker in the first round or trade for Trey Lance?
Well, we talked about Hendon Hooker a lot last week, and I'm not for it. Like, you're betting on an outlier either way, no matter what kind of quarterback you select. You're basically hoping for an all-time hit if you draft Hendon Hooker, because he would be the third oldest quarterback in NFL history to be selected in the first round. You'd also have to sit a year. So basically you're doing the Brandon Whedon plan, which is Brandon Whedon.
He's 28.
This is Brandon Whedon 2.0. Yeah, Whedon was 28. Hooker's 26. There's no difference
right now.
There's 2 years. He's not going to play next year. They're not going to put Hendon Hooker in a game because he's rehabbing a knee injury and he's been playing spread offense with all the receivers that are open by 30 yards. So,
but like Brandon Whedon was like, he had like a full head of gray hair when he came in the league. So, I just,
you guys are just like, oh, yeah, Brandon Whedon, 28. That just means he's ready to cook. No, it means he's ready to like retire and like put on dad shorts and everything else. Like, I should talk. I'm going to be 37 in a couple weeks. But
so, trade.
For
Trey Lance.
Again, I don't, yeah, I would trade for Trey Lance. And again, now there's another wrinkle. How much are the 49ers trading Trey Lance? Lance for? They don't seem too enamored with him, especially if they're going like, nah, we're gonna have the guy with the elbow that's literally falling off his arm right now as the front runner in the clubhouse for a starting quarterback position.
Yeah,
I don't know, Kyle Shanahan might drive.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Draft another quarterback at the end of the first. I'm Kyle Shanahan. I can make this. Hendon Hooker, my quarterback god.
Remember,
maybe that's what will happen.
Remember,
Hendon Hooker will go in the third round to the 49ers, and he'll just become the greatest quarterback in the history of the game.
You remember all that stuff?
Do
you remember all that stuff about like when they traded up for Lance and people were saying like, no, it's for Mac Jones? Apparently, the 49ers really did not know if they wanted Mac Jones or Trey Lance when they made that trade, which is insane. Not that Mac Jones is like, well,
apparently the Panthers don't know either. They're just like, just trade up, just figure it out.
Well, I think that what they wanted to do was like the Bears kind of essentially were like, we're gonna make this trade before free agency, and there was kind of like a soft deadline or whatever, and so the Panthers didn't want another team to be able to get that, so they're just like, we know we want to get a top quarterback, so we'll just trade up now and get the pick and then figure it out from there. So I think that was probably behind some of their thinking. So the Bears kind of forced their hand, or else the pick could have gone to like the Colts or I think the Raiders actually tried to trade up. I would, you know what? I would draft Hendon Hooker just because of the unknown. We don't know. We've seen a little bit of Trey Lance and
in a monsoon. Sure.
Yeah. But even in the preseason, like he wasn't that impressive, and I know it's bland play calls and everything. Even when he came to training camp with the Vikings last year, like there wasn't a lot about him like lighting it up or whatever against the Vikings' vaunted secondary that they have.
Do you want to know a fun fact about Trey Lance? He's 2.5 years younger than Hendon Hooker.
That's it.
So Hendon Hooker upside. Okay, we just got done talking about how Kirk Cousins won't get better at 38. So.
And then
I don't know. Well, and I'm not wasting a first round pick on a guy who's, you know, who remembers the Attitude Era, for fuck's sake. Like, come on.
Well, okay.
I was a big Stone Cold fan.
No, he was a Brutus Beefcake fan.
He loved the Rockers. He was torn when Shawn Michaels put Marty Jannetty through the window.
He was heartbroken.
Google it, kids.
Oh, I wrote about Trey Lance today and how, like, yeah, he's probably on the market. And some people are going to be like, the Vikings should trade for him because, you know, he's still on a rookie contract and everything. But, like, they're not really in a situation to trade for him. One, they don't really have the – I don't even know if they have the ammo to get him. I don't know what the 49ers want for him because, like you said, they don't really seem too enamored with Lance anymore. They're really just on the Brock Purdy train. And then, you know, what do you do with Kirk Cousins? Because if the 49ers are set with Brock Purdy, are they going to take Kirk Cousins on for a year and then be done with him?
Speaking of beefcake, I mean, Kirk Cousins is Kyle Shanahan's
dream,
right?
Yeah, that's yeah, but and then I think
get this bromance to the finish line, man. Kirk, then, I can't believe you're here.
Would you trade for Lance and have him sit for a year? Or is it too
No, I would have him play.
Yeah.
Or yes, you gotta do something with Kirk, but now you've screwed yourself over because you'd eat, I mean, next year, if you get rid of him, what is it, $28 million? But I mean, if you do it this year, it's 48. So
after June 1st, it's 20, 29 or 28 or whatever.
Okay.
So if you do it after June 1st, it's still good. That's why the Lamar stuff still isn't all the way off the table.
Right.
Which is insane. No, that's not good. Like, he's a great player. I would root for him. Obviously,
I'd be excited if we got Lamar Jackson, but I'd be like, all right, well, thank God I'm not managing the finances.
Yes. Be like, Rob Brzezinski, you're going to work an all-nighter for the whole season. So
this is Ken, Lamar's friend. just figure that one out. That thing is so weird.
Did you see the product that they're promoting or whatever that he's endorsing? Like
he's got a product now?
With that Ken Powers guy, he's like his, I don't know, marketing guy or whatever. They're coming out with like an all-in-one gym that you can just bring out on the field and do sit-ups and push-ups and everything. I'm like, okay.
Is that the thing that
this, like, why you need this is why you need an agent to tell you not
like
to
mounts that on
stuff.
The thing. Yeah. Well, when he gets his money, he's going to give him a big thing so he can start that thing and lose all of it. So
people will buy it just because Lamar Jackson.
Hey, right. Lamar, have you heard about our new car wash chain that we're starting up?
No. So many guys lose money in car washes. It's so weird.
It's a money magnet. Everybody's got to wash their car.
It's true. Not everywhere. You better do it in a sunny place. All right. Over under win totals for 2023 have been released by the DraftKings Sportsbook. This is where I saw them. And the Vikings and three other teams from the NFC North, they currently have the win totals set at, here we go. The Vikings are set at 8.5 wins. The Bears are set at 7.5 wins. The Packers are set at 7.5 wins. And the Lions are set at 9.5 wins, 2023. So real quick, let's just predict the over-under for each NFC North team for 2023. We'll start with the Vikings at 8.5.
I think the Vikings are over right now because I think they have enough talent to win 9 games. They play in a weak division. Tough schedule, but I just think there's enough there that they can be a winning football team next year. So I'll go over for right now.
Yeah. I feel like next year is going to be like a 10-7 season for them. Maybe 11-6 if they're lucky. So yeah, I'll go over to Bears at 7.5 win.
I'm going to go under.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think they've made enough moves. And like maybe in a couple of years, we're sitting there looking at the Bears going like, oh shit, they're good. But I think they're 1 year away from that. So I'm going to go under.
Did they sign a running back? I know David Montgomery left.
No. So Khalil Herbert's. They could take Bijan, honestly. They have the draft picks to do it, but
they would do that.
Head splattering at PFF.
Why do I feel like they're going to go like 8-9?
So we just got done watching the Lions do that.
Yeah. They have a similar vibe. Like Justin Fields is good. I'll go over. But only 8 though, I think.
Yeah.
Lions at 9.5.
I'm going to go under on them for right now. I like what they're doing. I think their biggest move of the offseason wasn't even a move. It was the fact that Ben Johnson stayed as their offensive coordinator. Yep. I don't think Campbell's as big of a meathead, like football strategy wise, as he comes off as. Although there are moments where he's like, look at the fucking wave, man. This is awesome. Hey, whoa, what the fuck? Why are we throwing on fourth down, man?
To an offensive lineman.
Holy shit, that was awesome. Yeah, if the Lions take a step, I'm going to have to see it. And they have a decent schedule. So they could, although they finished second in the North, that might be a little bit of a deterrent. But I think they're under for right now. We'll see what they do in the draft.
I saw a lot of overconfident Lions fans over the weekend about how, like, how are they not, like, more of a favorite to win the division over the Vikings? Or, no, it was the PFF grades who did free agency, and they had, like, the same grade in PFF for the offseason. And they're like, why do the Vikings have the same grade when they didn't add anyone? And the Lions added so many pieces. And I'm like, who did the Lions added? David Montgomery, Gardner Johnson, after no one wanted him. Cam Sutton, he's not exactly a shutdown corner. I'm sure they improved, and the Vikings did too. They got Byron Murphy, Marcus Davenport.
And who did the Vikings lose that you can't live without?
Oh, whew, Adam Thielen. They're just going to be
CJ Ham's there to take the
who's
going to
complain
Minnesota
that they were open on the sideline. And Eric Kendricks, you know, who are they going to need? Who are they going to get to trail behind the running backs next year? Sorry, Eric. I like Eric Kendricks.
I hope he does well in L.A.
Yeah, he seems it's very happy.
It's cool they went back to – he went to L.A. too, yeah, honestly.
I've seen pictures and videos of him recently, and he seems very happy. So that's good for him. He's got a kid on the way too, so that's always exciting. Packers, 7.5 wins.
Did you see the Andy Reid quote today?
No, I didn't.
They asked him about Jordan Love, because Love made that start, I think it was 2021 when Rodgers got COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, hey, what did you think of Jordan Love when he started against you guys? And he's like, who's Jordan Love? Like, legit had no idea who he was talking to. He's like, the Packers quarterback. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember. He was good. He was good.
Like, who's that guy? Yeah, when you have Patrick Mahomes, you don't really care about any other quarterback.
That's also true. You're no longer looking for a quarterback. You're just worried about your own.
Yeah.
What was it again?
7.5.
God, that's tough.
Right.
I feel like there's enough there that they could. I think they're in the same spot the Vikings were in, where it's like they'll either win eight. I'll go over because I think they'll either win 8 or 9 games next year.
Yeah, I think they're going to be annoying. They're going to be annoying because
they're not going to be good.
Yeah. Just because Aaron Rodgers, he wasn't good last year. Like, so it's not like they won their games last year because of him. They didn't even make the playoffs. And when Jordan Love did come in, I think he came in for like a half of one game and he looked pretty good. That's just 1.5, but
I'm nervous about Jordan Love. I don't think I'm not scared. I'm nervous.
You're like, can we just have one Packers quarterback be bad in 30 years? Come on, just one.
Just give us 5 years. 5 years of shitty Packer quarterback.
I'm gonna go under just because I want them to be bad. I want them to be bad.
Speak it into existence.
They've been bad for like 2 years of my life, and I want them to be bad. All right. So before we get out of here, the Lions are also the current favorite to finish first in the NFC North. They have +140 odds, and the Packers are favored to finish last in the division. They have +500 odds. Just to know the rest, the Vikings have the second best odds to win the NFC North next season at +250, and the Bears have the third best odds at +350. Which outcome has the best chance of happening? The Lions winning the NFC North next season or the Packers finishing last in the division?
I think the Lions have a better chance of finishing first. I think there's enough mojo there. Like I said, Ben Johnson staying there is huge. I think their offense is going to be really good. They have two first round picks in this year's draft. So that's going to help them out a lot. Like there's some good things happening there. Is it enough to get it done? I don't know. I just don't think the Bears are going to be as good as some people think, even with their free agent signings. Like a lot of the times there's a reason why these teams let free agents go because they have a problem with them. Now there's always good free agent signings, but that, you know, just signing a whole bunch of dudes and it'll work out. Not everybody's going to hit. So yeah, I would say the Lions winning the division has a better chance of happening.
Yeah, I agree with you just because I'm not sold on the Bears like at all. I know Justin Fields will probably be better, but he could also get hurt too, just because the way he plays and how they Still don't have anyone. Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. What DJ Moore throw to? Did they add anyone in the offensive line to help him have time to throw to those guys? Because I don't think they did. And what do they got? Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney. Like, whew, that trio of receivers. It's frightening. Real quick,
good tackle draft. I don't think. Like, I can't think of a top offensive tackle that's being talked about. Whereas last year there were like five of them. So.
You think the Lions should go after Lamar Jackson?
I'm surprised the Jets haven't called.
They're in bed with Rod. The GM said today that would be like bad. That'd be bad negotiating if you're negotiating with Jackson too at the same time. Like bad faith, I think is what he said.
Still, I mean, the Packers are like, we want 3 first round picks for Aaron Rodgers, and it'd be like, that's bad negotiating too. That's like, all right, get bleeped. Like,
wouldn't Lamar even cost less than Rodgers at this point? In terms of contract, too, because doesn't Rodgers have like a ridiculous contract?
Yeah.
I just thought of it today, like the Lions, like they've got those 2 first round picks already, straight for him. Yeah. And then they have cap space. I think they have like 30 million in cap space right now. They have cap space next year. I just looked at Jared Goff's contract. They will save 20 million if they trade him before June 1st. It seems like a good match to me. I would hate it because he would destroy the Vikings because they suck against running quarterbacks, especially we saw Lamar Jackson against the Vikings in what, 2021? Yeah.
He ran for like 150 yards.
That overtime game, yeah. I think the Vikings were up by like 2 scores maybe. Mm-hmm. So, and then you put Lamar indoors for more than half the season? Yeah.
Not ideal.
So like the Lions seem like a great fit for me. I would hate it, but they should, that seemed like perfect fit for me. So hopefully they don't do that. Hopefully they just stick to being the Lions, who haven't won the division since 1993 and have 1 playoff win in the entire Super Bowl era.
As they say, SOL, same old Lions.
Mm-hmm. All right, that'll do it for today. Should have some more to talk about on Thursday because I believe Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah are speaking tomorrow at the owners' meeting, so we'll be able to talk about that more on Thursday. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and like this video, and then follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. And the audio version of this podcast will be available in the morning on Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. But until next time, Chris and I will talk to you later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.